Lest anyone think the chapel before Thanksgiving is simply a filler, we pulled out all the stops on this one. And we do have special music. Shirley has agreed to again lead us with it. Young Hua is here from with her husband, who's a PhD student from Korea, and she is also studying to do her ESL certification, so that she'll be teaching English as a second language. And she played for us at the hymn sing too, where Shirley and Terry lead that, and we were all kind of like, whoa, this just adds so much. So Shirley decided to see if she would come and add so much to our service here too, and we are thrilled to have her, that she was willing to do that. Thank you for being with us. So this is our Thanksgiving worship together, and so everything is going to be on the screen, so although we're doing hymns, you don't need your hymns too, because everything will be up here. So from there, I'm going to let Shirley.
We're going to sing traditional Thanksgiving hymns. We're going to start with Come Ye Thankful People Come, and then we're going to do Now Thank We All Our God. And so we'll just start. Up there, there it goes. And if you would stand, that would be great.
Thank you.
stay standing as we do the call to worship and the opening prayer. I will do the lead, you can do the response, and we will all do the prayer together. Give thanks and bless God's name.
For God's steadfast love endures forever.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
The world and those who dwell therein. Most gracious God, you cover the earth with your bounty and entrust its riches to our care. But we have been unfaithful to your trust.
We have laid
waste the earth and exploited the land. Those who have much have wanted more, while multitudes go hungry and the poor lose hope. Set us free, we pray, both from greed and from want, that all may live in justice and well-being. May our lives be enlisted toward this end, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. You may be seated.
Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. And now, our God, we give thanks to you and praise your glorious name.
Our next hymn is going to be to the tune of We Gather Together. And on the third verse, for those of you who like to sing parts, don't. Because we are doing a little different. We transpose. You'll like it, but don't sing parts.
God is our Redeemer and Creator, and there are many other things that we want to praise God for today. So I want us to just take some time and just do kind of the popcorn prayer of those things about God. We'll do some prayers of thanksgiving later, but just those things about God as the hymn has done for us that we want to praise Him for. So let's just take time, and as you're led, to just pray those words about God that we want to praise Him for together.
Praise you, O Lord, for your trustworthy.
We praise you, O Father, that you are all-powerful and that there is nothing that is outside your control.
We praise you for your strong arm that will guide us.
We praise you that you know the end of the beginning.
We praise you that you never leave us and you never forsake us. Praise you that you pick up those who fall.
We praise you that you speak in still small voice.
Thank you that you are always faithful.
We praise you as our strength and our song.
Praise you for your forgiveness and your love.
Praise you that your mercies are new every morning.
Praise you for your providence through our families of origin and also for adopting us into your family through Jesus.
We praise you for your splendor and your majesty.
We do praise you, our God, our Redeemer, Creator, and in grateful devotion, our tribute we bring. Let's continue praying with the next litany that we'll see. And I want to do this just a little different. And so I'm going to call on you to, I'm going to do the beginning part to just bring us into prayer. And what I'd like us to do is to start with Jill and have each of you read the for the, and there's a statement about what we're thankful for. And then we will all join in with the refrain of we thank you, Lord. So let's start with Jill and go to Jim and across. You're playing, so I'll let you take your... then Pamela, let's come back this way and across here, and I don't know how many of these we have, so when we're finished with... there's an amen, so we'll know it, okay? So let's take just a moment to kind of gather our hearts together for giving thanks. And let us give thanks to God, our Father, for all his gifts so freely bestowed upon us.
For the beauty and wonder of your creation in earth and sky and sea.
We thank you, Lord.
For all that is gracious in the lives of men and women revealing the image of Christ.
We thank you, Lord.
For our daily food and drink, our homes and families and our friends.
We thank you, Lord.
For minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve.
We thank you, Lord.
For health and strength to work and leisure to rest and play.
We thank you, Lord.
For the brave and courageous who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord.
For all valiant seekers after truth, liberty, and justice.
We thank you, Lord.
For the communion of saints in all times and places.
We thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Together.
Continue to praise and glory with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Let's stand now and sing another traditional Thanksgiving hymn, Plow the Fields and Scatter.
Thank you.
Colossians 3, 12 to 17. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against you, another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Give thanks is a very familiar newer hymn. Please take note of Judy's nice little reminders where we repeat in this one. It's done differently every time I sing it, but this is how we're going to do it today.
For the music. I think I could just listen to that. Paul is a good reminder to us that we can sing hymns and psalms and spiritual songs with gratitude in our hearts and give thanks to God and our Father in all that we do and say. And, you know, I just think what a blessing that is, because then he tells us at the beginning of that passage in Colossians that we can do that because as God's chosen ones, we're holy and beloved. And it is with that of who we are and who we belong to that we can be thankful. It's been interesting the last couple days as I hear people wishing people happy Thanksgiving, and on TV they talk about it's Thanksgiving and giving thanks. And I just think of how enriched that is for us because we know who we're giving thanks to and we know where it comes from and we know how much bigger that is, and it isn't dependent on us. And so I just think that this really is a holiday where we can be thankful receivers and let go of kind of our selfish demanding and turn to the one who has given us thanks. So I'd like us to do that at this point. I'd like us again to take some time and to pray those prayers of thanksgiving, especially in our banner year, but I think all the time when we're in ministry, we spend a whole lot of time asking for things, whether it's about our donors or whether it's about deadlines or whether it's about students coming and students doing things and whatever. When we see a lot of those prayers answered and when they're just kind of taken for granted, But we want to come with thankful hearts and remember all that our Creator and Redeemer has done for us. So let's just pray together some prayers of thanksgiving for the things that you're thankful for, particularly in these last few days.
Thank you for the freedom and the opportunity to stop and pray.
We thank you for your Son Jesus and for your Holy Spirit in our lives.
Father, thank you for your perfect timing and your sovereignty in all matters.
Thank you for the privilege of working amongst like-minded people in a ministry that is significant.
And I think of all the stress we have because of Urbana, but also how thankful I am to you because you've entrusted it to us, entrusting it to our care for.
Lord, thank you that you take the messes of our lives and weave them into your plan.
Thank you for your financial provision.
Thank you for the spirit of unity within InterVarsity. I'm sure that brings you joy. You smile upon this movement and see the way the fellowship is united around serving you and around the purpose of serving students. Thank you for the community.
Thank you, Father, for the many ways in which you've answered prayers asking for healing. Mm-hmm. Different people that we all have in mind that you heal.
Thank you, Father, that my dad is gone.
Thank you for your Son, Jesus, whose incarnation, death, and resurrection changed everything.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for the church, the body.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your promises.
Father, thank you for your love for us.
I thank you for the staff yesterday that I talked to who loved being in a Bible study with a non-believer and how much that non-believer was enjoying seeing you. I thank you for all our staff and the gifts that they bring. And Lord, in our lives, we thank you that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. And so we bring our thanksgiving before you for all you have done for us and all you are in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to stand now and sing the same thing that Young One and I played with the prelude. It's actually called the Ash Grove, and then words let all things now living. I love this tune. And so we're going to close with this, with two verses, and then we'll do this. So will you stand, please?
Fashioned and made up.
seated for announcements.
So, are there any announcements this morning?